This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, Limits. At some point in October, the Steelers will be 4 or 5 games into their season. We're going to hear all the things we're about to say replayed. It's time for our Pirates time capsule. You're going to bury this for 6 or 7 months, whatever it is. And then we're going to listen to all our predictions, so we better make them good. Bob, you're in your car, I presume, and are you ready for a time capsule?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Let's go, Limits. What do you got? Our baseball predictions.
All right, first, let's start with some national predictions. Who do you believe, Joe, is going to win the National League East, the NL East winner this year?
I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Phillies, and thank you for asking. Bob?
Go ahead, Bob.
I think I'm going to go with the Atlanta Braves.
I'm going to go with the New York Mets.
Next.
The National League West. Who wins the division and why in the West, Joe?
The Dodgers, because they spent $8 trillion on players, and they're already 2-0, for God's sakes. The season hasn't even started, Bob, and they have a 2-game lead. Or a 1-game lead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you spend that kind of money, you better get this. And, yeah, they'll win it again. Why not?
We'll save the NL Central for later. I also have the Dodgers winning in the West. AL East, is it the Yankees who were in the World Series last year, Joe? Do they win the division?
No, it's the Baltimore Orioles. Ooh. With all that young talent, just brimming with talent. They've done the rebuild, except they did it right, so they're winning. I'm going Orioles, Bob.
So am I. I totally agree. Gunnar Henderson is going to be one of the best players. I'm sorry, I almost ran into somebody here, so I had to make sure I didn't do that. Yeah, I think Baltimore's going to win. I think it's going to be a very competitive.
Are you okay,
Baltimore,
Bob?
Baltimore to win it.
Be careful out there, Bob.
Yes.
A lot of people out to get you. All right, Limits.
I also have the Orioles. We go clean sweep. How about that? Nobody picks the Yankees. Nobody picks the Red Sox or Toronto, who is bringing Vlad Jr. back for a final year. How about in the AL West, Joe?
AL West, I'm going Texas Rangers. I feel like that's the obvious choice, don't you?
No. I'm going with the Seattle Mariners. I think this is Seattle's time with that loaded rotation and the hitting finally comes together. Bob?
No, I'm going to side with Joe again, and I hate to agree so much, but I like Texas. I think the Rangers have a very good team, and after winning the World Championship and then, you know, coming back to Earth, I think they're going to be revitalized to get back and win a division again.
American League Central, Joe.
Well, I think that this is going to be a very tight divisional race. I'm going to take the Detroit Tigers to win it by a game, maybe even in a playoff limit. How do you like that?
I like that a lot. I have the Cleveland Guardians repeating as division champs, but really good push from the Royals.
Royals are my team this year. They're going to be back. They got a lot of good talent, and I think the Royals will win that division.
How about the NL Central limits? That's a division on record here.
I know. That's why I wanted to come back to it at the very end. Joe, who do you have winning the division?
The Chicago Cubs, because they're the only team that really did anything, you know, major in the offseason. And that was bringing in Tucker, who's going to be a great player. I know they're 0-2 already. That's okay. They can afford to spot everybody two games. It's going to be the Cubs, Bob.
I like the Cincinnati Reds. That's going to be my big surprise to you, right? I think they're going to do things the right way, and I think they're going to be a team. I mean, I got to go off the chart here somewhere, right, and make a prediction that you're going to say, wow. So this is it. It's Cincinnati.
I think that the Reds will indeed make the playoffs, but I think the Cubs just barely beat them out for the division. Who wins the National League MVP this year, Bob?
It's hard to go against Shohei Ohtani, so that's a tough one. But I may say Juan Soto to go with your Mets prediction.
Ooh.
If the Mets are going to do what you suggest, then Juan Soto would have to be a big part of it. So I'll say Juan Soto.
I have to go Ohtani. I think he's even going to pitch some. If he merely pitches and hits well, he should be the automatic MVP.
What are we going to do? We can't pick. You can pick him for everything. At some point, we've got to pick something different. So that's why I like Soto, too. But I think Ohtani is probably by far the odds-on favorite.
My original thought was, and I'm going to stick with it, Mookie Betts. I know that there's a lot going on right now with him, but I think he's going to be able to put it together and put together a really nice season. He's going to have a good story behind it as well. Who's the American League MVP, Joe?
Bobby Witt Jr. I think he's the best player. Now, of course, it could be Aaron Judge. Could be Vladimir Guerrero. Could be a number of players. Oh, limitless wonder. But I'm going again with chalk here. I'm going Bobby Witt Jr.
And I'm right there with you. I also have Bobby Witt winning it. Bob, is it a clean sweep?
Pick your namesake, Bob.
Well, if you noticed, I picked the Royals. Did you too, Austin? I picked the Royals to win, and he's going to be a big reason for that win, I would think. But Aaron Judge is, since you both took, you know, it's hard to go against Aaron Judge just because he's that good. But and since I took Baltimore, I'm going to go with Gunner down there. I think he's going to be, he's in the conversation. He's probably a long shot, but so be it. I'll take him.
Will we all go clean sweep on the National League Cy Young Award for Paul Skeens?
I will.
Yes. Yep.
Wow, everybody goes Skeens. I love it. What about in the American League? Skubal won it last year. Can he repeat, Joe?
Yeah, I'm going chalk all the way through. Thank you for asking, Limits.
Bob?
I would have to go Skubal also. I mean, he had a hell of a year in Detroit, and I don't see any reason for him not to continue with a team that's improved.
Man, I'm trying to go off the beaten path. I don't want to take the exact same pick. So I am going to go with the return of Shane Bieber for Cleveland.
Justin's brother. All right. Now ask us the wild cards in the World Series because Bob has to go soon.
Who will win the World Series this year, Joe? Who will be in it and who will win it?
I'm going to go with the Orioles, and I want the Dodgers to get upset. I'm going to go the Orioles and the Phillies, and I think the Phillies in the end finally get it done. Bob?
Well, you're all over my Orioles, too. That's the team I'm really high on, so maybe in order to do something different, I'll say the Yankees as a wild card would get there because I don't think they're going to win their division. So Yankees and Dodgers. I hate to say that. That sounds so, but that's how it is right now. What are you going to do against the Dodgers? All right.
No.
Yankees and Pirates. Let's go there.
Yankees and Pirates.
1960. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to go against the Dodgers.
I know.
Right? If I'm putting money on this, where am I going to put my money? It's not going to be against them. This time it's going to be the Yankees.
All right. Limits?
I have the Yankees over the no, Gerrit Cole's out for the year. I'm not going to pick the Yankees.
I was kind of hoping you would have thought of this already and have your picks, for God's sakes. What are we doing here?
I have the Orioles over the Braves.
All right, your three playoff teams, Bob. Your three wild card teams in the AL. I'm going with the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Mariners.
So I'm going to go, I'll agree with two of those, Yankees and Mariners, but my third would be the Cleveland Guardians.
Wonder Twin?
I'm also going with the Yankees as one of my main wild card teams. I'm going with the Astros to once again find a way to get into the wild card, and I have the Royals.
Your National League wild card teams, Bob. I'm going with the Atlanta Braves, the Milwaukee Brewers, and the San Diego Padres. Who do you have?
I have the New York Mets as a wild card. I have the Milwaukee Brewers as a wild card. And I have the San Francisco Giants as a wild card.
Holy horse follicles. Limits?
I have the New York Mets. I have the Atlanta Braves. I have the Atlanta Braves because I had them winning the – I had winning the division in the NL East?
Mets.
The Mets. So I have the Braves. I have the Phillies since I had the Mets taking the division. And I have the Reds. Cincinnati ends up making it into the wild card race and makes some noise.
All right. I thought you had the Reds winning the division.
No, I had the Cubs winning the division.
Okay. All right. We have all this
have
on the record. And before you go, Bob, Limits has a number of Pirate predictions. Here we go.
All right, Bob. Who is your Pirates Rookie of the Year this season?
What an interesting question from this man.
That is an interesting question. Let me think about that one for a second. Pirates Rookie of the Year. I'm going to say Bubba Chandler. He'll come up and he'll take a page out of the Jared Jones book.
I'm going to agree with Bob.
I agree with that, but I think that Thomas Harrington has a very good chance to do that.
Are there any position players? Nick Gonzalez, does he still qualify as a rookie?
No.
Well, that's too bad. Anybody else? Is Joey Bart a rookie?
No.
Nobody else is a rookie?
No.
Yeah, then forget
that's
it.
The Dermar problem. Johnson. They got to come up with these guys.
Would Henry Davis? Wait, Andy Rodriguez is a rookie. Andy Rodriguez qualifies as a rookie.
No, I don't think so because I think he spent all of last year, even though it was on the injured list. He doesn't count in like any of the prospect rankings, so no, I don't believe that he still counts as a rookie.
I disagree, and I'm picking Andy Rodriguez as my Pirates Rookie of the Year, even if he doesn't qualify, Bob. Next.
You're okay. Within your bounds to do that. Biggest surprise for the Pirates this year.
Bob?
Henry Davis emerges as a regular player by the end of the year.
Ooh.
Biggest surprise for the Pirates, I'm going to say that Jiwon Bae becomes a very, very important regular contributor to the Pirates.
Paul,
you don't really believe that, do you? You're just saying that.
Yeah, I don't believe it. Go ahead.
Paul Skeens will throw a no-hitter and come very close to throwing a second.
That is not a surprise.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
A nine-inning
no-hitter?
Bob,
would you be surprised by that?
It'd be a surprise if
he practically throws a no-hitter every time out.
No, it's not a surprise.
No surprise at all. All right, Limits, you want to go with that?
Derek Shelton let him pitch into the ninth inning one time. Into the eighth, I think, one time. If they'd let him even pitch into the ninth inning, I'd be surprised.
This reminds
me
of the time that Folsy picked, I think, Minka Fitzpatrick to be his Steeler breakout player. He was coming off a good year. This is an outrage, Bob.
Whatever. Who is the biggest disappointment for the Pirates this year?
Ooh.
Bob.
Boy, there's a lot of candidates, Bob.
Okay, the biggest disappointment will once again be Ke'Bryan Hayes.
I mean, is that even a disappointment? Or just expected, but I understand what you're saying.
I'm saying people have him expected to be, the arrival time. It's now. I just don't see that. So, I mean, there are going to be a lot of disappointments, I fear, but that would be on my list.
Mine is that Mitch Keller again falters late in the season. That will be a disappointment.
Bailey falters.
I like that.
Andrew Heaney just not being good and worth the $5 million that they gave him. Him and IKF will be big disappointments for them.
My fear is that Joey Bart, in a larger sample size, may underachieve. But that's just a fear for now, not one I'm willing to bet on.
Joe, you put the line at 32.5 on how many home runs the infielders would combine for this year.
Yeah.
Who of the infielders will hit the most home runs this season?
Holy corn follicles. I mean, you figure the four starters will be Horwitz, eventually, if he ever gets back, Gonzalez, Kiner Falefa, and Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Yeah.
That's like asking me who's the fastest guy, Cabali or Donnie Football. I mean, I guess I'll go Gonzalez. Bob?
I'm gonna go, even though he won't be there to start, Spencer Horwitz.
I'll agree with that, Bob. I will also go with Spencer Horwitz.
May I inject a question, Limits?
Go right ahead.
Who's going to lead the team in home runs, Bob?
O'Neill Cruz will become a 30-30 player.
I agree that O'Neill Cruz will lead the team in homers. Limits?
I am clean sweeping across the board with you guys on that one.
Who's going to lead the team in stolen bases? I'm going to say Ji-Won Bae. How do you like them apples, Bob?
Will he play enough even to get on base? Stolen bases. I'm going to say Nick Gonzalez.
I have O'Neill Cruz leading the team in stolen bases. Bob, you had said that Cruz would be a 30-30 guy, but Bob, didn't say that Cruz would lead them in stolen bases.
Why did you say Nick Gonzalez?
Because I think that's true. I did say that, 30-30. Well, okay, I'll go Cruz. Thank you for correcting me. I lost my mind there a little bit. But I am driving and multitask at the same freaking time here.
Who's going to have the highest batting average, Bob? I'm going to say Brian Reynolds.
I'm going to say Joey Bart.
I'm going to say Brian Reynolds as well.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Limits. Who's going to lead the team in saves, Bob?
David Bednar.
I agree.
Colin Holderman.
Wow.
It's not going to work out for Bednar this year, unfortunately.
All right, Limits, please pick up where you left off.
Here we go to some fun questions, somewhat. I don't know if you would consider it fun. How many games will Henry Davis play this year, Joe? Over, under, 81 games, half the season.
Under. Bob?
Under, but those final games, he's going to make the statement that he deserves to be in the lineup. So it'll be a late emerging story, but he will go under.
I think it'll be over. How many games will Jack Sawinski play this season? Over, under, 81 games.
Under.
Over.
Over. How many games will Key Brian Hayes play this season? Over, under 95 games.
Under.
Over.
Under.
I mean, I hope he plays. I don't trust that kind of recurring injury. I hope he has a great year, but I have my doubts.
How many errors will O'Neill Cruz have in the outfield and center this year? Over, under 5.5.
Over. He might have that in one game.
Under. He's going to be much improved and very comfortable in center field.
Over. Next up, who are the Pirates' all-stars or singular all-star?
Tommy Pham for me. It's going to be Paul Skeens and Paul Skeens. Just Paul Skeens.
I'm going to say it's going to be Paul Skeens and Joey Bart.
I have Paul Skeens, O'Neill Cruz, and an unnamed reliever. A reliever that we're not sure who will break out yet.
Wow.
That will be the one that helps them to also get a third All-Star in.
Adding a little mystery to the proceedings, Bob, isn't he? What's next?
Rapid fire. When will Jared Jones get here? Or when will Jared Jones debut, I should say, this season?
June.
June 15th.
I'm going to say August 14th. No, June 12th, I'm going to say. Bubba Chandler, Joe, when does he get here?
June 16th. Bob?
I'm going to say before that, sometime in May.
I think late May. When will Thomas Harrington get here, Joe?
He won't. How do you like them apples?
He won't at all.
I think September. September.
July. Will the Pirates make the playoffs, Joe?
No.
Bob?
No, we went through that. I think they'll just miss.
Who will have more wins this season, Derek Shelton or Terry Francona?
Terry Francona.
Yeah, I like the Reds to win the division, so it would have to be Francona.
I agree, Francona.
Does cool. Shelty make it out of the season, Bob?
Yep, that was a part of it.
I say no.
Yes. Yes.
I say yes. But then there will be changes at the end of the year. Who will have more home runs, Spencer Horwitz, Carlos Santana, Rhys Hoskins, or Rowdy Tellez?
Is Rowdy Tellez on a team?
I don't think so, but eventually he might get picked up.
I'm going to go Rhys Hoskins there, Bob. How about you?
Yeah, same thing, Rhys Hoskins.
Wait a second. Rowdy plays for the Mariners.
Oh.
I'm going rowdy on that in an upset, Bob. How do you like that?
I don't.
Neither do I, actually. Is he even projected in their lineup? No, he's not even projected. Yeah, I'm going to stick with Rowdy. Next.
Who will have more home runs this season, Brian De La Cruz with the Braves or Jack Sawinski?
I'm going De La Cruz, easily.
Jack Sawinski.
Yeah, Sawinski.
Hold on. Rowdy Tellez is projected to be their DH this year in Seattle and bat seventh. Behind Jorge
Polanco. And
you think
them to win the division, Austin.
He's going to bat right between Jorge Polanco and Ryan Bliss. And we're all going to live blissfully ever after, Bob. I'm going with Tellez. Anyway, what was your next one?
Who will have the Pirates' best all-around season? Or who will have the better all-around season, I should say? O'Neill Cruz or Ellie De La Cruz?
Ellie De La Cruz might win MVP.
Yeah, he's going to have a really, and as I said, I think it's going to be a good year for O'Neill Cruz, but I think Ellie De La Cruz is on a different level.
I agree. Where will the Pirates finish in the NL Central?
Last.
Fourth.
How many wins do they get, Joe?
Ooh, boy. I'm going to go 79.
80.
78. And with that, the time capsule.
No, there's one other question, Limits. Will Ben Cherington acquire a player at the deadline to be their projected cleanup hitter and then cut him immediately after the season? Yes or no, Bob?
No.
No.
I say yes. I don't know who it'll be yet. We have a Cam Hayward story here. He has attempted to clarify his stance on Aaron Rodgers. We'll tell you about that next, but why don't you first close the old time capsule, Limits.
And with that, the 2025 Pirates prediction time capsule is closed.
Bob, that was rather dramatic, was it not?
It was. I expect a bigger noise at the end, however.
Did you like the clap that I gave because I didn't have like a sound to play?
Thank you, Bob, for taking the time, and good luck with your television responsibilities.
All right, guys. I'll see you tomorrow, Austin. Joe, have a great trip.
Thanks,
see
Bob.
You, buddy.
Hey, Bob.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That's South Hills Kia Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Malzi, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. And yes, Limits, what's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Okay, now last week a big story was Cam Hayward's take on Aaron Rodgers, and it was in the context of last year at this time, Cam was practically a one-man PR team for Russell Wilson. They spent an hour on FaceTime, Cam selling Russell Wilson on the Steelers, TJ Watt got involved, Minka got involved, and that wasn't quite the case when the topic of Aaron Rodgers came up on Cam's podcast when he was asked on his own podcast, you know, would sort of half jokingly, would you do a darkness retreat? But it didn't sound like his answer was in order to bring in Rodgers. You know, would you do a darkness retreat with him? But it didn't sound like his answer was said in a joking tone.
Not just football.
Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
Okay. You know, call me crazy, that didn't sound like quite the pitch he was giving Russell Wilson last year. Now, I realize in context, he was asked a question. Cam says this morning on Good Morning Football, it was misconstrued. I was asked a question, would you go to the lengths of going to a darkness retreat to recruit Aaron Rodgers? I said, I'm not doing that. The pitch is, if you want to be a Steeler, be a Steeler. That's all it was, Hayward says. It wasn't that I don't like Aaron Rodgers or I'm against it. He said, when I look at our team right now, it would be really cool to have a guy like Aaron Rodgers, but I can't be the guy who gets it over the finish line. He's got to make those decisions for himself. I'm excited to see what happens. Okay. Obviously, Cam is a man of high integrity. So I hear him when he's saying people may have taken that too far, although I think it's understandable if people did. But I'm also not hearing that he's real gung-ho about this. I mean, again, contrast this to the hour of FaceTime with Russell Wilson last year. And what I'm getting here is it would be really cool to have a guy like Aaron Rodgers, but I can't be the guy who gets it over the finish line. My God, last year he was standing 10 yards before the finish line cheering Russell Wilson to the tape, wasn't he?
He was the one ready to hand him the tally to be the next runner in line for the Steelers quarterback derby.
He was given a bottle of water while he was on the course, all of that. So, you know, I hear what Hayward's saying here. I do, but I'm still not hearing that he's overly, cheering this idea the way he was Russell Wilson. And whether he thinks he's the guy who can get somebody over the finish line or not, he's got a lot of clout. He is the Steelers, I don't know what you would call it, backbone, their spiritual leader, is he not?
He is, and I wonder if Cam at this point is just kind of thinking like, man, this guy that's like a couple years older than me, I mean, like, I know I'm aging like fine wine, but this is the guy that's supposed to come in here and win me a Super Bowl on my way out the door. So from that perspective, I get it from Cam. It's definitely not a glaring endorsement whatsoever from him.
And it's also become quite clear that Rodgers may be the guy here with Russell Wilson off to the Giants. So maybe Cam just wants to sort of get on board at least a little bit before this reality hits.
Well, and Freiermuth was on with the PM guys yesterday and said that he's been messaging Aaron Rodgers through DMs. They have not reached the texting phase yet.
Okay. So he may push him over the finish line. All right, Limits, I'm going to be playing golf for the next 4 days, and I hope to see you on Tuesday.
I hope to see you then, Joe, and I hope you have a wonderful, safe trip.
Nobody's as nice a man as you, except maybe Bob.
Or Jeff. Or Jerry DiPaolo.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
See you, buddy.
See
you.